Got a very special fiddler coming up from our part of the country. Back in Clay County and, well, around Clay Calhoun County area where these people are from and their ancestors. Me and Dave, we live over in Clay, but our people, most all of them lives in Calhoun. Dad was originally from back in there. Folks kind of just mixed up. The county line don't mean much. Just more the style of music down there divides things up. There's a fiddler by the name of French Carpenter who had 300 or 400 years of fiddling, and he was the last one in, last male carpenter that carried on the tradition. I expect his music probably came over with the original settlers into this country and worked its way over into the mountains and was kept in his family for at least maybe 350 years or such a matter as that. Wilson Douglas is coming up, and Wilson learned, I think, every tune that French Carpenter knew. He spent, I believe it was about 7 or 8 years, wasn't it, Wilson? Something like seven or eight years. He went 2 and 3 and 4 times a week and more than that if he could, and played music with French Carpenter. And he's got a tradition that none of the rest of us has got. Because now in Wilson Douglas is that 300 or 400 years of fiddling. It wasn't lost just due to this one man here. Hadn't it been for him, it had just been a matter of just being able to listen to some tape recordings of French Carpenter's fiddling, and that had been it. But Wilson personifies the spirit of the true fiddler. He'll go just about any place he's able and play longer than anybody else and enjoy it probably as much as any human being that I ever seen in my life. He has a good time. He lives day by day, and he enjoys his life. And I hope you all enjoy his fiddling, because I know you will. There's no question about that. So, Wilson, come up here and burn them off, 2 or 3.
I'll try a little of the Raggedy Ann.
All right.
I get through knocking all these chairs over with this guitar, isn't it?